Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
The majority of these men are either, all, as far as I'm concerned, all of these men are either cheaters, will physically, emotionally, mentally beat you. They will disrespect you. They are on the DL, bisexual, gay, whatever.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome in.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Do you consent to be on a live and potentially all platforms?
Yes, I do.
All right. What brings you up tonight?
Yes, so I wanted some dating advice. So I'm not looking for like a serious relationship right now. I'm 26. You know, I was engaged before. And I've been single for 2 years and I've been dating. My last relationship, he was a provider. He was in tech, so he made off very well. He took care of me. That was like my best friend. He was very loving. We had great memories together. We accomplished a lot together. Mm-hmm. And what ended it was I needed to focus on my business.
Is this camera on me?
Yes, it's on.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
He wanted more time for him, like, well, us together, but I needed more time for me.
Now, let's keep that in mind. He was my best friend. He was very loving. He took care of me. Just keep those things in mind. These selfish fucking modern women, they don't deserve respect. They don't deserve love. They deserve to just perish with cats and dogs. That's what they deserve. They're so fucking selfish, man. He was my best friend. We accomplished so much together. He took care of me. She said everything positive you could say about a man, but she left him because he wanted to spend time with his woman. Think about that.
I don't want to.
You women are horrible.
She left him so she could focus on her career. And she needed more time for herself. She's a piece of dog. She had what all these women are asking for and it wasn't good enough. Nothing is ever going to be good enough for these bitches. Nothing.
Your anger and your hate, I think, is coming off as erratic to people.
Passion. My passion. It's all passion.
Okay, your passion is coming off as erratic.
You can give these women the world, but they'll say, ah, I wanted the world and Mars, so I gotta go.
Wait, so you ended the relationship just to focus on your business? I don't know.
I didn't end it because of that, but he was requiring more time from me, and it was causing a strain in our relationship. There were arguments that were caused because he wanted more time. And I, like, you know, I love that he took care of me. He provided for me because I want that in a relationship. But at the end of the day, I got to take care of myself. I got to make sure I have money set aside and make sure I'm good. And I have my own passions that I want to pursue.
Now, I went back and forth in my head thinking, maybe this is fake. Maybe that's an actor and they paid her to say that foolish thing. But I can't tell anymore.
Why you don't fuck with these feminist bitches with nose rings and aspirations to be big bosses? These women aren't relationship material, man. So he kind of deserved it for picking a woman like this. What the fuck is that in your nose? What is it? I need answers. If the thought of a woman's life revolving around her husband and her children don't make her smile, then don't fuck with that bitch in a serious way. What's more important? You having your own identity in the world or you nurturing the family for a lifetime? If her answer ain't, oh, me nurturing the family for a lifetime, no question, then don't fuck with her. If being a loving mother and wife is not identity enough for a woman, don't take her serious. She could have had a business in that relationship. But the business comes second when you got a big dog in tech who covering everything and who willing to cover everything for you for a lifetime. Why would you throw away that asset, you big dummy? Even if you did want to take advantage of the man, why would your dumb ass throw that asset away?
It's unbelievable, just this dense, just fucking, just ridiculous.
These bitches are slow, bro. It's that simple and plain. That's why none of the religious texts say they should be left to their own devices. This was a bad decision, even from a scammer's perspective. And look, I don't know what she lying about. I don't know what she telling the truth about. But all I can do is take these women for their word. It's bad when your lie story make you seem like a retard.
But was he planning to marry you? Was it leading to that?
It was. But I also realized in that, you know, I love to cook and clean and do all of that. You know, the homemaking, I love it. It's just that running a business and being in a relationship, it takes a lot of energy out of me. Mm. And I want to be able to establish myself more. And within these past 2 years, it's been great. I've gotten to learn myself, love myself 1,000 times over.
That is bullshit.
Yeah, this story just, it's not adding up. The more I think about it, it's not adding up. You don't leave a man who's providing for you fully and is possibly a millionaire to go try to start some business from scratch.
The only thing is with dating, I've been attracting very affluent men. It's just that they don't mentally stimulate me. And it's either that or I'm not attracted to them.
The reason why these men keep threatening you about being single and dying alone and you're a cat lady is because you being single and child free is the greatest threat, especially to this modern day man. Don't fall for his nonsense talking about you gonna be a cat lady. Say thank you.
This shows where we are in 2025. Unattractive women with bull rings, with out of shape bodies, are expecting a man to be rich, intellectually stimulating, and super physically attractive.
Crack is cheap.
She's already there, fellas. She's waiting for you to come aboard.
Man, get off that shit. It's over. It ain't nothing nobody can do about it now.
Do they realistically think they're going to get a rich, handsome man who stimulates them intellectually and is willing to let them pursue their dreams and not pay that man any attention? Do they really think that's realistic? Or are they just saying shit because it sounds cute?
Is that a serious question?
No, it wasn't.
Okay. And it's either that or I'm not attracted to them physically. So it's been like a bump in the road. Because I do want companionship, so I'm open to dating. I'm just not looking for anything serious.
Well, you're open to dating, but you're not looking for anything serious.
Yes. Like, if it leads to that, like, if we build a great foundation with each other and that companionship goes on for a couple years, then I'm perfectly fine with that. But, you know, right now in this space, I don't want a serious relationship, but I do want that companionship.
Okay, so it sounds like you want a guy. It low-key, Noodle, I'm not gonna lie, it sounds like a sugar daddy.
I'm in a bind, Nate.
Some other time.
A companionship.
When I say companionship, I'm not saying intimately. I'm not saying intimately because I feel like I want to reserve that for myself.
Stop it. Get some help.
So you think some motherfucker just gonna come along and cake you, talk to you once a week, and let you do your thing and not have any bedroom fun?
Well, I pity the fools who do that.
I guess people can ask for whatever they want. Don't mean they're gonna get it. I actually heard of situations where there were older guys giving younger women money and they weren't getting bedroom fun for it. I've heard of older guys with money buying ran through thoughts cars. You know, druggy thoughts cars. Druggy thought cars. Sound like a business idea.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Rich men owe me money because I'm a girl. That's the mindset.
I do know that men will approach, men will come around. It's just that I have requirements, you know, that they're providers. And the men that have came into my life, they're absolutely providers. And they invest in me. It's just that, you know, I'm not in a space to give myself.
How selfish of me. Let's do all the things that you want to do.
So the guys who are providing for you now that you have come across and you're saying you don't want to give yourself, you didn't give yourself when they were providing for you? That wasn't a requirement for them?
Say that again.
You may be thinking of investing in a digital hearing aid.
So the guys that you were with in the past, like just recently, right? Because you're saying you're attracting affluent men, but one, they're not mentally stimulating you, or two, they're not attractive, but they're willing to provide for you, right?
Yes.
So they're not requiring anything physical, because you're saying you don't want to do that. They're not requiring those things, although they're giving things to you.
No.
The devil is a motherfucker liar. So you know I ain't worried, bitch.
That's hard to believe. They don't want anything. Nothing.
I mean, like, they insinuate it, but I always retract from it. Like, I'm like, okay. Oh, okay, well, you know, I'm not ready for that. Maybe down the line. And then they go with it.
Okay. Okay. So if providing is number one for you, which it sounds like, why not date the guys who are just not that attractive? I think...
Mm-hmm.
Why not date that guy? I know he's not candy, but if he's groomed, he smells good, he has a haircut, he has money. You know what I mean? Like, okay, he may not be a looker. He may be a four in the face. I don't know. Why not date that guy?
I don't want to do that.
I do have high standards and high expectations. My friends have high standards and high expectations. Do you want to know why? We've worked for those. We deserve that. And we will not compromise our standards.
In 10 years, she'll be sucking dick on Skid Row. See, these women aren't smart enough to play this game they're trying to play. If you really did have a rich IT guy who was willing to marry you, that was the jackpot. That's the jackpot for all these gold-digging whores.
No. You don't get any of that, you dirty whore.
That's the win. Get pregnant by a ball player or get married to some rich old guy. That's the ultimate win for you nothing-ass bitches who just gold-dig because you're a girl who thinks she got some type of looks on her. And you don't, ma'am, so I don't get your logic at all. But yeah, you won if you really did have that guy willing to marry you. And you threw it away to be a lower level gold digger? I don't get it. This is why these hoes need peas. This is why peas exist. This goofy ass shit is why peas exist. This bitch couldn't even sell pussy on the corner right.
Has a haircut, he has money. You know what I mean? Like, okay, may not be a looker. He may be a four in the face. I don't know. Why not date that guy?
I mean, it's not. I've considered it. It's just like I really want to enjoy that experience of having someone there. And I want that physical attraction there. Because if it leads into something, then I want to be able to look at my person and say, okay, you know, that attraction is there.
That's too damn bad!
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street. No attachments. Allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.